Hey guys, welcome to Married to Martinis. I'm Adam. Here's Danielle.
Hi.
Quarantine. Oh boy. Hope everybody's feeling okay. If you're hopefully home, safe, staying the fuck home, like we all should be, everything will be okay. We'll all get through this together. We're going to get through this sooner, hopefully, than what they're saying, because now I'm hearing like June.
That's who knows?
Scaring me.
It changes every day, and
I never realized.
We just have to take it one day at a time right now.
I never realized how much I miss work, how much I liked work.
Do you miss work?
I do miss work.
Really?
Well, I miss work because, well, I do enjoy what I do. I mean, that's number one. But number two, I need to be occupied.
Mm-hmm.
I need to have something to do. I need to be regimented. I need to be structured, or else I'm no good.
Yep.
But I have to say, staying at home, I'm getting a lot of things done here that I like doing.
Yeah, you've been amazing. You're like, I feel like you are almost in some ways thriving in this.
Yeah, thriving as far as like home responsibilities.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're keeping busy. You've been cooking, baking, like you've made our grandmother's chicken soup a bunch of times. You're like fucking quarantine crocker.
I know. You know what? I cook and I clean and I'm doing all day. It keeps me busy and yeah. I enjoy doing it. So it doesn't bother me in any way that like I have to have this stuff done. But then I look outside and I see our neighbor who's like building his own fence.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really?
Right.
I'm fucking cooking and cleaning and I feel good about myself.
Right. Well, we have a discrepancy because you say you thrive on structure and you like structure. I need structure in order to be like useful at all. I need a reason. Like usually the reason why I'm cleaning the house is because somebody's coming over. Nobody's coming over now. Or mm-hmm. the reason I am, you know, showering is because I'm leaving the house, or like you shower to get clean. You know what I mean? Like we have different reasons for doing things, and mine are mostly motivated by the outside world.
Right.
Like
yeah,
I need to go somewhere.
No.
I have an appointment to be at. Being home for me, as much as I'm sort of in my element, I'm home a lot. But then eventually I need to leave and go somewhere. So I have to get myself ready for that. But some people I feel like are just showering and putting on makeup and stuff to feel good.
Well, I've showered almost every day.
Mazel tov.
I need to shower just to feel normal, feel like I can Mm-mm. get my day going, which is nothing, but at least feel.
It feels harder than usual to motivate to shower. Like last night we were hanging out and I suddenly was like, oh my God, I have to go up and shower because I felt like I had a film over my body of just yeah. buildup because it had been probably, I don't know, 3-4 days.
Really?
Yeah.
It was that long?
Yeah.
And you've been doing the Peloton, so
yeah, and I've been
you need that
doing
shower.
The Peloton yeah.
Well, why'd you do your hair?
Today?
Yeah.
You know, first of all, I'm having a really good hair day, which is such a bummer. It's such a waste. I guess if we're going to do something like this, I want to feel like energized a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's why I
shower.
Yeah,
but I don't need to feel like that every day. What am I doing?
I don't know. I feel like I just need the shower to get myself up and ready to do
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I guess.
I should have put in the polls, are you showering every day? That should have been one of the poll questions. But I've also, I've done Zoom interviews and stuff and seen people, and I have not showered or anything for those things.
No, and it's funny because I'm watching some of the late night talk shows who are doing it from their homes or mm-hmm. those things. And it's funny because they look like they got the jacket on, the tie on, and then they pick up their feet.
Yeah, and they have shorts.
No, or their shorts or no shoes. Or,
yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
It's funny.
Well, Rachel Maddow, who I love, she always wears the same thing every night on her show. And she's known the joke is always that she comes in shorts and always has, you know, the same black blazer and everything. So she hasn't changed at all.
Oh, so she wears the same outfit?
Yeah, every night when she's on, she wears like a black blazer with, you know, something underneath. Very basic. So this hasn't been a very big change for her. But you could see with some of the guests, like recurring guests on some of these news programs and stuff, like the first day they were still in a suit. And then they were in like a right. shirt and tie. Then they're in a sweater. And then it's just like, fuck mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, I mean, how long can you? It's got to be kind of weird, just them by themselves talking to it. Like I was watching Trevor Noah, I was watching Jimmy Fallon, and mm-hmm. yeah, all those people, and they're used to the audience response and the feedback and the laughter. And so when you yeah. watch those shows now and you don't hear that in the background, you realize how important a studio audience is when they're trying to tell jokes.
Right. Jimmy Fallon was saying that, like, he, you know, his wife will hold the phone to, yes. you know, take video or whatever. And like once in a while, she'll like shake her hand a little bit as if she's like laughing to make it seem like,
oh, like on purpose.
Yeah. Just to make it seem like, cause he says, he's like, she doesn't laugh at me. My kids don't laugh at me. They're in the room. He's like, I'm like, so is this just, this all just suck or what, like, because he has no feedback.
I know. He's great. It's been actually really good and really funny watching him.
People are doing an awesome job yeah. keeping everything going. Ellen is starting her show up again on Monday. I know Howard Stern started his last week. He said that he had never put a studio in his, I guess he's on his house on Long Island and he has a basement and he never put a studio. And he said one of his producers or someone from Sirius XM had said to him 10 years ago or 15 years ago, you need to put a studio in your house somewhere in case of an emergency. And he's like, there's no kind of emergency. I came in on 9/11. I come in on hurricanes. He's like, there's no kind of emergency where I'm not coming to the studio. And now he's like, oh, fuck. Well, yeah, there is.
Well, he's like in his own worst nightmare now because he's podcasting technically.
Well, so he had somebody come in and put in a hazmat suit and put a studio together for him in his basement. Mm-hmm. And then Robin was like, go ahead, tell them why we waited a week and a half to start the show after you put the studio in. And he's like, well, I had to let it like quarantine.
Right.
I had to make sure it was. And Ram was like, oh God, okay.
Right. Well, technically he's podcasting now and we know how he feels about podcasting. So I hope he.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. He is sort of podcasting now.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of similar. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but you are, I mean, like I said, I've been, like, my nickname for you has become Quarantine Crocker because I feel like you are,
Quarantine
like, you are, like, you are thriving and you have been, it's interesting because, you know, when we've gone through other stuff before, I feel like I've sort of had to sometimes step up and be, like, the rock in the situation. You are so the rock in this situation.
You know, I have to agree with you.
Yeah. No, for sure. And the best part about it is that I have had a lot of trouble motivating. I mean, I love, thank goodness for our podcast community and our Instagram community that I feel connected and my friends and my family. But other than those kinds of communications, those quick communications I have all day, I am having a lot of trouble motivating to be productive. So, you know, it's a lot of, I'll go downstairs and I'll do the Peloton for 30 minutes because there's really nothing else to do. And I, you know, I want to just keep busy, or I'll, you know, come down and quickly give the kids breakfast and do work with them for a little bit. But you always say, like, my spot, I come back to my bed mm-hmm. and I sit down and I turn on the TV and I come back. But you're not guilting me for it, which is really, I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're all doing that. You know,
no, I bet there are some people out there who are guilting their spouse or their partner. Like, why the fuck are you just sitting there all day?
I mean, us. We're all, like, our family. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant. Not everybody else. I'm spending plenty of time. I binged watched Better Call Saul from season one to current season. I'm now, because I watched that, rewatching Breaking Bad. I'm on season three already. I'm getting my fair share of, like, laziness, relaxation time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, I know.
So I'm enjoying that also. Mm-hmm. But I've never felt this way in my life. I've only been home for 2 weeks. I say only. We've all been home for 2 weeks. I've never been home with
Has
nothing.
Has it only been two
it's
weeks?
It's only been 2 weeks. Oh, it feels like 2 months. Mm-hmm. But I've never been in a situation like this, like most other people, where you literally have nothing to do for 2 weeks at home, not being able to see anybody else. Like, I feel like brain fried. I feel like a zombie. Like, by 2 o'clock, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I have no mental capacity anymore.
And what else is there to do?
But I wish I had something. Like I said, I miss work. I wish I could be doing something. I wish there were, that was at least advantageous for me to do.
Do you want me to give you a list?
No,
I could totally give you a list.
I'm finding things around here, but, like, I need... I'm just feeling like I'm tired from being, from doing nothing.
Is there any part of you that wants to like learn something that you've been waiting to learn or take up a hobby that you haven't been able to take up? Like, is there anything that you could think to yourself, I want to learn how to play chess, or you like the guitar and you started learning how to play guitar?
The guitar was one thing I was thinking about.
But like, do you feel like you just can't?
I feel like for a split second, my mind is like, okay, go pick up the guitar and go on YouTube and learn how to play again. And then like a second later, I'm like, yeah, let me watch one more episode of Breaking Bad or whatever.
Right.
Because I just, it's just overwhelming, this zombie-ish brain fried feeling that I have.
I think it's, I think it's very prevalent right now and across everybody.
I know, but I look at the guy across the street who's building a fence and I feel like.
I think that's not him. I think he hired someone
to
do
it. No, I think he's out there.
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
I think he hired someone.
But I see that, and like, I want to build something.
So
I want to
go for it.
What?
Furniture.
How do you do it?
Do one of those new, the new squirrel picnic tables. Have you seen those?
No.
Now they've gone viral. Some guy like made a picnic table for squirrels and put it in his backyard, and now everybody's like in their garage or their woodworking.
I want to do that.
Go Google or on Pinterest. Go like squirrel.
Yeah, I want to do woodworking. I want to like use my hands and build something. I don't know how. I don't know where to get things that you need for that.
And also, like, I don't want to take you to the ER now.
Right. I don't want to go to the hospital, so it's a bad idea.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital the other day. I was leaning down, and Jonah, our youngest, was sitting down, and all of a sudden he got up, and he hit me in the nose so hard. I was just waiting for it to start pouring blood, and all I'm thinking to myself is, the last thing I want to do is go to the ER and make somebody work on me when there's all this other stuff going on, more important things. But if you break your nose, you got to go to the emergency room. Like, it's hard because things are happening to people. There is other stuff happening that needs to be treated. But
well, yeah, you got to try to be as careful as possible,
because
you don't want to go there just because you don't want to get this virus too.
Well, yeah, but or you just don't want to take away from the other.
For every reason, you don't want to go to the ER.
Totally.
Yeah.
So we've been keeping busy. I started, for those of you who have tweens and teens, that now this, the new big thing is that show on, I guess it was on, the CW, and it's called All American, about the football players. And I started watching it with our son Ian, and we watched like 6 episodes together. I was having the best time watching with him. Next thing I know, the next morning he wakes up, he's already like on season 2, episode 14.
Yeah, he was binge, hardcore.
He was up all night. Yeah. I was pissed.
I know.
I was so pissed because we had like, we were in it together and we were watching it, and he just blew me off big time. But that's a really good show to watch. Another good show that I'm watching right now with the kids, like, it's very hard to get them to spend time with us if, you know, unless it's like, I don't want to. They want to do things like play games and this and that. And sometimes I'm like, I don't have the energy. So I'm trying to find stuff we can all watch together. We watched that show One Day at a Time, which is now, it used to be on Netflix. It's now on Pop TV, which Schitt's Creek is on.
Right.
And that's been, you know, that's a great one. So.
Is it good?
I mean, I love it. I think it's great. Yeah.
I used to love the, you know, the 80s version.
This one's completely different.
Of course.
But, yeah. But it's great. And it's with Rita Moreno, who was in West Side Story. And it's directed by Norman Lear, who did All in the Family and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you got that little 80s throwback in there.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, it's good. I recommend it. And I think the first few seasons are on Netflix. It's just this season is now on a different network. But anyway.
Okay. But I think next I'm going to rewatch seasons 1 and 2 of Ozark. And it's season 3 is current, right? That's the new one?
Yeah. Everyone says it's fabulous.
Yeah.
We haven't watched it
yet. I'm going to watch season 1 and 2 to get back in, because I don't even remember it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have plenty of time anyway. So why not?
Right.
Oh, boy.
Do you feel like you've had any like, because you just seem like so together right now. Have you had any moments of, I mean, I know about finances, you've probably had moments of, oh shit. But have you had any moments of, I just don't think I can fucking do this?
Well, like you said, not working, not making an income, worrying about, you know, as a business owner, you have to not just worry about not having the income, you have to worry about how you're going to pay your employees and all of that, that's involved with all these stimulus plans that are coming out. And I have to, like, I'm following that. I'm talking to accountants. So I'm, at least I'm keeping a little bit busy following up on that stuff, but it's changing every day and I can't like follow it from day to day. So that's stressing me out. I'm trying my hardest. I guess maybe that's why I'm trying to keep so busy, to keep my mind occupied and not just concentrate on the business end of it, because I can't do anything yet. There's no answer yet. So that's driving me crazy. I'm worried about us financially, obviously, because there's no income coming in right now. I know they're changing all the unemployment. You know what? I'm not going to bore with any more of that
stuff.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, that's good.
Of course. No, this is supposed to be fun. besides that, the only thing is when I have nothing to do, I drive myself crazy.
Oh,
and I drive you crazy.
Oh, yeah. You're like a lurker. All of a sudden, I'll be doing something and like I'll feel a presence behind me and I'll just look up and it's just like, it's like Freddy or whatever right. that is, like where you're just standing there like frozen, like a statue. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, can you fucking warn me?
I pop out of nowhere.
You pop out of nowhere and you're just standing there and it's freaking me out.
I know. I pace a lot.
Well, a lot of people are finding out. This is something, I mean, you haven't, you do that sometimes, but there are, I asked people on Instagram, what are some things that you've learned about your spouse since doing this? So I asked a bunch of people on Instagram, what have you learned about your spouse during all of this? Because we've all probably spent a lot more time together, obviously. And I know that there's a lot of reports saying that a lot of couples are breaking up and the divorce rate after this is probably going to really go up. Yeah. Yeah. I've been reading a lot of that, but people mostly had nice things to say, except for like obvious annoying stuff that's going to happen. But, you know, I've learned that my husband never washes his hands. I feel like I'm telling him to wash his hands now as much as I'm telling the kids. His work voice on conference call is much different than his regular voice. I never knew that. I thought there was a stranger in the house. I had to go and check. He takes a lot of coffee breaks during the day. Let's see. Oh, I never realized how much my wife loves food. She snacks all day. All right.
Well, I knew that.
And that's quarantine for you. His amazing ability to speak to his three-year-old for hours, which is nice. I mean, because most dads aren't home really to do that. I never realized how much I want to stab him in the fucking throat. but, you know, it, just little things. But we're all dealing with, you know, I mean, I have always said our kids chewing is one thing that really gets me. Like, I can't. And now it's just constant because everyone's just snacking all day and everything. And I have to leave the room now when they're eating. I just can't. I'm like, I know it's going to trigger me. I just have to leave the room.
Yeah. It's so hard, too, because we're all just bored eating. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not hungry. We're just eating because it's something to do.
Yeah, and food is happiness.
Yeah, but getting food is like an issue now.
It's not happiness, right, you know? Right.
And you can't get food deliveries anymore. We placed an order, Instacart order, that was canceled a week after we placed it.
Yeah. So, and I'm food shopping for my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit stressful now to go out and grocery shop.
We're trying to stay home as much as possible, but we go only when it's absolutely necessary. We were down to an empty fridge. Mm-hmm. Like all we had was pantry food. And you can't just eat that all day. So you go when you have to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were asking about, so I was asking you before about, have you had any times when you're like, I just don't think I can do this? I've definitely had a few moments of, I mean, my mood swings throughout the day. It's like some days I wake up and I'm like, okay, now we have the whole day to just like hang and chill. And that feels good. And I kind of like that. And I get up in a great mood. And then by like 10 a.m., I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like and then at 12 o'clock, I'm like, oh, I can just go lay down in the middle of the day. That's awesome. And I don't have to. And then I lay down and I'm like feeling guilty that I'm laying down and I feel like I should be doing something. We're not used to letting ourselves do these things without guilt.
Right. But also I'm good with relaxing and watching TV for so long. And then I need something to do, and it's not there. And that's the whole issue. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, for me, I don't even think it's so much about leaving the house. I want people to come visit me. I don't even feel like I need, like, I'm not so upset about not being able to go anywhere.
Oh, really?
Not really. I mean, obviously, I don't like being forced not to go somewhere. I would like to choose for myself to stay home.
So if it wasn't for your own guilt, you're good?
What do you mean?
Like with the way, what's going on? Like,
no, because it's a forced situation. And obviously, I don't want to feel stressed about going and getting groceries. And I don't want to feel stressed. You know, I want to be able to leave the house. I want to be able to get my roots done. And, you know, like if I, you know, I don't want to feel like the kids, I feel like, you know, they have braces. Our daughter has braces. And I'm like, oh, who knows when the fuck she's going to get them off now? Like she was getting them tightened every month. And, you know, just like stuff like that, that I'd like to be able to leave the house for all those things. But I'm not so upset about, oh, we can't go out on a Saturday night now. Or like, I'm okay with all that. Yeah. I just want to see the people I love. I want them to visit. I want them to be able to come over or I go to their house. It's not so much about, I want to go to the mall and go shopping. And I want to be able to go to concerts. And like, it's none of that. That's not what I miss. I just want to see the people I love and get the shit done that, you know, needs to get done. Mm-hmm. But it's not so much like, you know, I'm not devastated that I can't like go to a Broadway show right now.
Yeah, I hear you.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also have had a few temper tantrums. I did scream at everybody for like 15 or 20 minutes about my missing AirPods.
Yeah, that were your own fault.
And then they were in my jacket.
Yes.
And I didn't tell the kids that they were in my jacket. People on Instagram got really pissed at me. They're like, they're never going to trust you again. I was like, I don't want to be in quarantine being wrong. So, I've definitely had some of that.
Do you think there's any things that you've done to annoy me?
Of course.
Like what?
The same shit I always do.
Right. Okay.
Move yeah. On. I mean, I'm messy. I'm not, you know, like your mom is cooking all day, delivering meals to people. She's, you know.
Yeah. That's been kind of helpful, actually, because that's how we're eating good food.
Yeah. She like cooks all day. She'll bring over like turkey meatballs or like a cookie cake or, you know, she'll cook all day and then like make her rounds delivering. It's actually very sweet. And it's, you know, she lives alone. So it gives her something to do. But, you know, it's also sort of like, well, shit, like I binge watched 5 episodes today.
Exactly.
So, no, yeah, it's not something I like to compare myself to.
Well, have I annoyed you other than hovering?
No, you really haven't.
I think we've been good.
Yeah, you've been really, and I don't want to like, you know, be like, oh, well, we're great. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with other people. Like, because, you know, we have had our moments before. Yeah. But no, I think we've been a good team.
team of
it's 80% you, 20%.
Yeah, kind of.
No, but if we're being honest, you still don't know shit about what's going on with the kids' grades. But, you still don't know shit about, like, do the kids need laundry done? Do they need to wash
those
their
things,
clothes?
Right.
Yeah, so it is teamwork.
I'm still not involved with their laundry.
Exactly.
But I am involved with their homeschooling.
And at night, our youngest has been having nightmares. He never comes to get you. He comes to get me.
Right.
In the morning, when they all want to lay in bed, they come and get me. They don't come and get you. Like, those kinds of things, you're definitely getting a better night's sleep and that stuff.
Well, they come to me and then I say, no, leave me alone, go to mommy.
No, they don't. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I don't even think they
How do you think the kids are handling this? Because I think they're doing great.
Yeah.
I really do.
I do too. I think they're doing great. I feel really bad for them. I feel really bad for all the kids. Our nephew was supposed to be graduating.
I know.
You know, and he's supposed to have his prom. And you know, I know people. I saw on Facebook today someone who I know, her daughter was bat mitzvah was supposed to be last night, and they wound up having to do it virtually. You know, people are. And listen, I know it's all relative. Thank God we're healthy, and you know, you could say, of course, 100%.
Yeah,
that's the
kid,
number one thing.
You know.
Yeah, our son's birthday is coming up, and you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to figure out how to make it special without being able to go anywhere and without him being able to see his friends. So you know, I'm trying to figure that out. Like, how do you make
do you think they
special?
Like having us around 24/7? Because this is new to them too.
Well, we're not all together 24/7.
I know, but it's probably 27. But obviously the hours that we're sleeping, we're not together. But for the day, we're together.
But we're not. They're doing their own thing a lot. They have their schoolwork and stuff, and I'm up watching the news, and I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah,
but
I'm watching my shows.
Yeah, but we definitely. I think we feel like we reconvene sort of in the evening.
But from the morning, because I want to talk a little bit about what we've been doing with the kids and, you know, things that I've never done in my life because I've never had this opportunity or the time.
Yeah.
Where I'm playing cards with the kids all the time. Mm-hmm. And we're playing Palace. We're playing Go Fish. We're playing Blackjack.
Yeah.
Roulette.
We're teaching them gambling.
Yeah, we're teaching them how to gamble. It's been a lot of fun. It's been like a night activity. But they come to me, you know, can you make me this? They come to me for the cooking, by the way. You know, can you make me this? Can you come play cards with me?
Right.
Can you like all day?
Yeah, they're definitely playing with you a lot more than they're
and
playing
I'm,
with me.
I'm really loving it. Yeah. And it's only a few or some times that I'm saying, you know, let me chill. Yeah. Like, let me, whatever.
Well, there are some families. My sister has been sending, she emails. I mean, her kids are older. She's got one in college and one a sophomore in high school. But she emails them a schedule every morning saying, okay, this is what time breakfast is. So, you know, come have breakfast. This is what time lunch is, and this is what time dinner is. We're going to FaceTime Ima and Zeta, you know, the grandparents, at this time, so we all have to be together for that. Like, she's being good about structuring their days.
Is that working?
I think that it is.
Wow. So
yeah.
they still have breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
It's
not like just a free-for-all all day, whenever we want,
right,
we're doing?
Right, exactly. A funny story that someone said on, I was asking people, like, you know, has anything happened since your kids have been home when they're not usually home? And one mom said, I went outside at 11:30 at night to smoke a joint. And I walked around to the back of the house to hide, and I ran into my daughter who was also smoking a joint.
Oh, no way.
College daughter who
That's
was home.
That's awesome.
And it's like,
what a bonding experience.
Well, I was going to say, like, in this situation, it's sort of like, okay, now they know they both smoke pot. So,
right.
You know, I mean, she's in college and I guess
that
you
would
know,
be so fun.
Well, ours are a little young.
I know, I'm saying in that situation.
Well, it's just like, it was just funny that they are hiding their habit from each other, and they get together and they, you know, they walk into each, you know, into each other in the backyard. And yeah, I didn't get to find out if, you know, how she reacted, but I would assume they just, fuck it. It's quarantine.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Wait, I wanted to also talk about if you have the results of the, because I was on Instagram. Anybody see me in there for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
It takes a pandemic to get me on Instagram. So I asked you guys, what are you doing to keep sane? What's like your thing that's just for you that keeps you happy and, you know, just what's the one thing? Where I said, I when everybody's away, whether they're in the basement or in another room or upstairs, I open a bottle of wine, I come into our bar room, and I play SimCity on my iPad.
It's okay, you can all laugh.
Total waste of time. Mm-hmm. But it's just like my time. It's like, it just keeps me occupied, and I'll watch a movie at the same time. Anything that I've seen 1,000 times already, my favorite movies, I'll still put on Back to the Future or Interstellar or even Goodfellas and Casino. And that's my thing. I that's what makes me happy. I want nobody around me.
No, that's just like regular life. That's no different.
What do you mean?
You always do that.
But I'm saying that's like my, but
right.
Now I
your
can
stress
do it.
Relief.
That's my stress relief. Thank you. But I could do it guilt free, and I don't have to worry about what time do I go to bed because I'm not getting up in the morning, mm-hmm. You know? So that's my thing. So I asked you guys, and we got a lot of responses.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah, there's always a lot of responses. You're just not used to it.
I know. I never look at this. I don't even know what I'm looking at. A lot of just drinking.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't been drinking as much as I thought we would have been.
I feel like when we're drinking, we're going all out.
But that's obvious.
But it hasn't been like every day or anything.
Not even close.
No.
I mean,
I'm having enough trouble with sleeping and everything. I don't need anything making it harder for me.
Yeah.
And I'm already having, we'll talk about in the polls, I'm already having crazy dreams. I don't need any help with that. Like, I'm trying to limit it and do what you do what you got to do. But I'm trying to limit it to, you know, 1-2 days a week.
Well, that's our problem, because when we do, it's like to the extreme.
Well, that's
like,
it. That's why I don't want to do it every day.
Have a glass of wine,
right? I know a lot of people are having like a glass or two of wine. I can't every do night. That. I probably could, but I don't enjoy it as much. Yeah, so,
like,
yeah.
I almost feel like, what's the point? And then you wake up and you feel like shit. And I don't want to do that.
I don't feel like
every day.
Shit after a drink, after a glass or two of
no,
wine.
No, that's what I'm saying. We don't do that. We don't have just a glass. We have a bottle. We have, you know, each.
Well, I can do it more than you can,
I
for
guess.
Sure.
That's why I've been holding myself back, because I can't feel like shit every day.
No. You know? Definitely not.
Right. All right. So a few of you came out here. Oh, this is a good one. Getting caught up on Marriage and Martinis. Thank you. Also join the Love in Blind bandwagon.
Oh, the Love is Blind. Remember I watched it and you were making so much fun of me?
Oh, yes. That's the one where they can't see each other they get married.
And where they're all in separate pods dating, which is the way of the future, obviously.
It's the way of the current.
That's what I'm saying. they were, it was a prophecy.
What is this even? Check us out. Somebody just puts that.
Yeah, that's all.
Right. Okay, wait. Is Danielle supervising your time on Insta? Okay. And booze, obviously. Walking while listening to you guys. I'm not even looking for the ones just saying about us, but thank you guys for saying that. Exercise. We've been exercising.
Yeah.
We've been doing a good job with that, I
think. Yeah. You know, I'm not like pushing myself so hard when I'm exercising. I'm just doing it like kind of... because there's nothing else to do, but
taking 20 minute poos is my time to relax and take a break from the wife and kids. That's like our son. He goes to the bathroom and he watches that
forever.
Show you were cleaning. I hear ya. Drinking and yoga like at the same time. That doesn't sound very therapeutic.
It's like goat yoga.
Right. Baking. What are you baking? That sounds good.
Everyone's baking. First of all, you can't get chocolate chips anywhere.
I know.
You can't get them.
I wanted to make cookies with Mia.
Yep.
I can't get the chocolate
chips.
You
can't get chocolate chips, and you can't. And everyone is making banana bread. That's like the big thing.
Because you can get bananas?
I guess it's a comfort thing, and everybody loves banana bread.
And you can't get yeast anywhere. So you can't make bread or that stuff too.
Yeah, a lot of people are making bread.
This is cool. Archery in my backyard. I want to get an archery set.
Okay.
That sounds fun.
That sounds dangerous.
Playing games, reading. I still have to work. You know what? Okay. I have to, Danielle's giving me the, I got to move on. All right. Sorry. I can't get to anybody else because Danielle's telling me I have to stop, but I was enjoying reading these.
Mm-hmm.
What's Dragon City? Somebody said Dragon City and tequila.
I would assume it's a lot like Sim City.
Oh, let's meet up in our cities. We can hang out.
You should tell people who play SimCity to contact you.
Yeah, come to my city. All right, I'm done because Danielle's yelling at me.
No one yelled at you.
Yeah, with your hands.
All right, I have some poll results. I was wondering if anybody also has joined TikTok. I know like TikTok is like getting everybody. Everyone's making fun of it a month ago, and now it's like the hero of the internet. Every family is making TikTok videos together.
Okay, I've never been on. I don't know anything about it.
And that is really the content. Again, I know we said it in one of our last episodes, but the content that is being created right now is so phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And if you're following the right people, you should be seeing stuff that is making you crack up every single day. There's so much brilliant content out there. There's a video that I probably watched 75 times about there was this aquarium that obviously is empty. Nobody's going to it, you know, to see it. Not empty of animals, empty mm-hmm. of visitors. And so they just are letting the penguins run free in the aquarium.
Oh, really?
So there's a video of the penguins like checking out all the other animals, like, you know, like wobbling around, seeing. Yeah, like stuff like that. You know, not to say there's upsides to being quarantined because it sucks. It really does. But there has been, I mean, if you are, like I said, if you are following the right people, if you're, you know, on there getting content, you should be laughing every day. There's so much good, brilliant stuff. I asked people a lot of poll questions. I asked about crazy dreams because I'm having tons of crazy dreams. And the best of which... I will tell you, I think I told you about this one that I had I've had run the gamut. Like, I don't even know where these are coming from. But I had a dream that you told me we were getting married and you told me you didn't want to marry me. And your mom was trying to convince you not to marry me. So I texted her in the morning, like, I had a dream that I told Adam, you know, that you were telling Adam not to marry me, thinking she'd be like, oh, my God, I would never do that. And she was like, oh, what's going on in your head? And I was like, oh, not the answer I was expecting. No. But
is it ever?
What?
Is it ever?
I know. But yeah, but people, 71% of people said they're having crazy dreams.
Really?
From this. Yeah. A lot of people I talk to are having just, I guess it's like whatever's manifesting in our minds comes out at night. And, you know, a lot of us have to hold it in all day because the kids are around.
I don't know if it's just the way my brain is working right now. I'm not remembering dreams or having dreams, or I'm just like conked out. I'm out.
Yeah,
I guess that's good. But
yeah, when it comes to you and your partner during quarantine, is one of you more motivated to be productive than the other? Yeah. 65% said yes.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, I think it's more about how you react to that. Like, we all have to be forgiving of each other because we've never gone through anything like this before. And then, let's see, has your sex drive decreased through all of this? What percent do you think said yes, it's decreased?
75?
62%.
Okay.
Are you upset that you're not getting any?
I am.
Are you? Oh, you are getting any. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what we said about you porn is on the rise and everything. Right. No, but seriously.
Oh, I got to try that premium you porn that Erica.
Are they giving it out for free now?
I have no idea, but I was curious what do you get for premium on YouPorn? Like, what's more than you're already getting?
I don't know.
You're not on?
I don't pay the premium.
I thought you would have, of all people.
You would know about it. You would see the charge.
Yeah, right.
Unless they make it something else, like, you know, knitting factory.
You don't walk there and hand them cash and be like, don't tell my husband.
Right, I should. I went through this during 9/11 too. Like, I just couldn't. It's not a sexy time. Like,
yeah,
I'm not. I just, first of all, forget the fact that, you know, you watched, well, I watched the news and, you know, you see what's going on out there and it's just, it puts you in a mental space that is really tough to come out of. Sex for me isn't a stress relief. Like, it's not something I go to as a stress relief. And also, I feel disgusting. Like, I'm eating constantly. I'm not really showering. Some days I'm like not even putting on deodorant. Like,
yeah, wow. Now I know why my sex drive is.
I feel gross, and so it's not a go-to. Plus, the kids are home all the fucking time.
That's true. Right. And they want to be, that you never know when they're coming knocking at the
totally.
Door.
Totally. Never. We're together all the time. And I don't know. But for those of you who are, if that's keeping you busy and you're enjoying that and it's bringing you closer together, please, that is fantastic. Keep it going. Have you hid it at all from your family? 70% said yes. I know a lot of people are like saying they're going to the food store. They go to the food store and then they're just sitting in their cars for like an hour, hour right. and a half. I told my sister was like, she's like, I'm really craving M&Ms. I'm like, I have M&Ms. I'm like, I'll drive them to you. She's right. Like an hour away. But I was like, but I was like, just to be in the car for 2 hours, I don't give a shit. There's no traffic right now. Might as well go.
Well, yeah, I'm running to the store every other day or three. And one or three of the kids will say, I want to come. Can I come? And I'm like, no, this is my time.
Your store, and there's nobody there. We're not bringing them to the grocery store.
No, my store.
Yeah, your
store.
Yeah,
where it's empty. And I'm just going in by myself.
Right,
just
right.
To pick
we
up.
I wouldn't take them to the food
no,
store.
No. Just to pick up whatever we need for the house or for friend needs or, you know, whatever. Yeah. And that's my goodbye. That's my time. Like, nobody around, no kids, and no.
Right. If you're a person who drinks alcohol, are you drinking more in quarantine than regularly? What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Only 60% said yes. I mean, that's, I guess, a lot, but yeah.
But that's kind of what we were saying, too. I don't think we're drinking more than we were before.
I guess that's true.
We could be drinking every day.
That's true.
With no repercussion.
Right,
you know?
Right. That is true. Do you and your spouse agree politically through this?
No, let's pass. Next.
Well, we do.
But we do, but we're not talking politics here.
I'm not talking politics. Okay. I just said, do you agree politically with your spouse? I didn't ask anybody for their political opinions.
I just don't want to.
83% said yes. I think that'd be really tough right now. Mm-hmm. I think that would really be a whole other issue. Are you watching the news a lot? Only 41% said yes, which I, you know, 60% said no.
I was in the beginning, in the first week. Mm-hmm. But for the last week where it's not quite as much information or new, I've kind of stopped.
Well, yeah, I think you have not been. I've been watching a ton.
I've only been watching what's going on with the SBA, with the SBA loans and what I need to know for my business. But other than that, I'm kind of, no.
I can't. I always was annoyed growing up. My mom always had the news on, like every single day she had the news on, you know, even when it wasn't a crisis, even just on a regular, it just was always on. And even when she comes over now, the first thing she does at our house is turn the news on, and it annoys the shit out of me. It frustrates me. I don't like the kids hearing it. I just, you know, it's too much, and it's the same shit over and over again. But right now I feel so disconnected from everything that's going on. You know, we're in our house, safe, thank God. But you feel like there's not, you want to know, I want to know what's happening and has it gotten a little bit better? And, you know, are people, I feel like that's my only connection. But then I'm frustrated and I'm sad and I'm angry and I'm depressed, and there's very little anybody can do about it except, you know.
And no matter what they tell you, it changes day to day. So it's not even like you're getting,
I guess I'm worried that if I stop watching for a little while, like I'm going to miss something big or, but has it been annoying you how much I watch?
No, because we're separate. So it doesn't matter what you're watching. I'm watching my thing in, one room. I'm
trying not to watch around the kids very much, but they are everywhere.
No.
Let's see. Do one of you watch the news more often than the other? 60% said yes. And I said, have you had a good quarantine cry yet brought on by anxiety or stress? 52% said yes. I know a lot of people a lot of my friends, have been texting me saying, oh my God, I just went and cried for a half hour. It's just, it's all too much. It's too overwhelming. And
I don't know if you're hiding it, but you don't seem as bad as you could be. Your anxiety is not.
No, it's not anxiety. It's sadness. It's a different situation.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. Listen, I guess also, I've said it 1,000 times, but, I've done this before. I quarantined, and for me, I was the loneliest ever because I was the only one going through it.
Right. But if you're still feeling that anxiety, even if you've been through it before,
no,
you're still
I'm
feeling
on meds
it.
Now.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you seem fine. Like
I'm not fine.
I didn't mean fine. You seem okay.
My OCD is okay. Yeah, my OCD is not, I know a little bit, I've been checking in with my mom because a lot, her OCD tends to be very touch based, and then she's going to touch something so I've been trying to check in with her and see, that doesn't tend to be where my OCD lies.
I know that. I remember when this first started and I first came home, I was very on top of making sure, are you okay? How are you feeling? And I feel like that kind of tapered off after just a few days because I wasn't seeing any signs of anxiousness.
I am anxious, and I think it does come out in other ways. I think probably my dreams, it's coming out. I think the lethargy, the fact that I'm so lethargic, I think probably is part of it also.
That's just part of being lazy.
No, I also think it's all, not just for me, I think in general, it's so mentally draining. It is, whether or not we realize it. We're so mentally drained from it all that I think we are just more exhausted from it, and we have to be a little bit more, we can't feel the guilt of laying down and just resting and letting our brain, just binge watch stupid shit, and a little bit we need that. And
well, that's why we've tried to record this episode for the last 3 days, and every day it got to be to a point where we said let's wait till tomorrow, and it was only 3 or 4 o'clock. Our minds aren't there at 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock because
I know people keep saying to me, oh my God, you guys must be podcasting constantly, you must be putting episodes out every day, and I'm like, no, we just I love doing this much, and I'm so happy when we get to sit down and do it. But I don't feel the motivation to be constantly doing anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, and yeah. So no, I you know, but I think also there's that whole like, I think Gwyneth Paltrow had put out a tweet about, you know, take this time and write that book you've always been wanting to write, and you know, like learn that thing you've always been wanting to learn. Like, no, a little bit. Like, if you just have to get through this time, that's okay. Like, if you're just getting through every day and dealing with the challenges of it emotionally and everything, you're doing great.
Yeah. But like we said in the beginning, this has only been 2 weeks. We could have another month or two of this. I'm going to have to find me a freaking hobby. I'm going to have to learn something.
I'll find one for you.
I got to learn a new skill. I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah.
Like I need to be busy.
Well, I asked people, is there anything that you've been doing that you didn't do before? You know, is there anything new that that you've taken up since this started? First of all, a lot of people, I guess, with sewing abilities and stuff, we have like the most amazing people in our community, but a lot of them said that they're making masks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that they're sewing and making masks. Someone said that... a lot of people said cooking, I'm doing watercolor. I've taken up TikTok. You know, a lot of people are doing TikTok now. You know, we've taken the time, like I've been doing with the kids. We put the rainbow things in the window for when people walk around so they see the rainbows. I mean, I can't like read or anything right now. Someone said I started a vegetable garden. I've never had the time to do that.
I want to do that.
That's what you should do.
I'm gonna. You know what?
Our dogs will rip it up.
Here's what I'm gonna do. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna build a table, like they're over the ground garden tables. I don't even know what they're called.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Made out of wood, a big box that you put the dirt in, and you put the, like that are raised over the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll build that. And then I'll grow whatever inside of that.
Okay.
That'll kill two birds with one stone. Right? Two birds with one stone.
Okay, yeah.
I want to do that. That's what I want to do.
Okay, good.
How do I get that stuff?
Home Depot?
I'm not going to Home Depot.
They might have curbside pickup.
Okay, I'm going to look into that. That's going to be my project. I'm excited.
I will supervise. I'm going to be your cheerleader.
You're going to supervise and eat the vegetables.
I will not eat the vegetable. I will eat candy while I watch you. Has it been like grossing you out watching me eat?
I'm used to it.
Damn. Really?
No. Look, I know. We're the same.
No, we're not the same.
But I eat.
No, we are not the same. Someone commented on a video that I posted the other day of you, and they said, "Holy shit, does Adam age?" I said, "We're going to come out of this fucking quarantine and he's going to look 25 and I'm going to look fucking 75. I'm going to be pissed." Because we're eating the same shit. We're eating the same shit. I'm working out. You're working out. Like, you go downstairs, you do your 5 push-ups. There are veins coming out of your...
First of all, there wasn't 5 push-ups, okay? Mm-hmm. I do lots and lots of push-ups.
Fine.
I do hundreds of push-ups.
But what I'm saying is we're eating the same crap.
The other night...
I'm working out. You're working out. It's not fair.
The other night, everybody went to bed. I had my SimCity time and my movie time by myself. And I remember, and my bottle of wine. And I remember I had White Castle cheeseburgers, the frozen ones.
Oh,
I had 4 of those.
So good.
I had the...
Were you hiding them? I haven't seen them.
They're in the garage, in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no, they're not.
Right.
They're not there. I had those. I had the Enemans, my favorite donut, the chocolate-covered... vanilla donuts. And I remember the morning after I woke up and I looked over and there was an empty box of dots that I guess I brought up and ate those too. So yeah, I'm eating my fair share.
Oh, I know you are. I know you are. The difference is that, you know, you won't age from it and I will. And it's annoying.
You're
growing this beard. It looks so cute. My roots are going to be like...
But look at this beard. Look at the gray. Like how... I've never had this much gray.
But it looks good, the gray beard.
I guess.
It's so different for guys. I mean, we're all, you know, we're growing out our like, you know... If you get your nails done, you're not getting your nails done now. And, you know, our hair color is coming through and people who haven't, you know, who usually get waxed aren't getting waxed. And like, you guys, it's all the same. Like, who cares? So you're growing a beard. Big fucking deal.
Guys, are you shaving? Anybody who's listening?
Girls, are you shaving?
Right.
Why?
Yeah, that too. No, it makes sense.
Did you notice the other day when we were both in the basement working out, I purposely wasn't raising my hands to do arm exercises?
God. All right.
I just shaved today.
Good.
Okay. But I did. What are you saying, oh, okay, God,
sorry,
for?
I know I sound.
It's quarantine. There are no rules.
I know. I don't want to sound very.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
Haven't gotten a bikini wax, so.
Yeah, I haven't. I've not noticed.
Right. It's better that way.
Right.
Also, if you are, a lot of you are texting saying that you're catching up on old episodes, which is so awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for sticking with us through this. I know people's listening, you know, time is, it's different now and we're not all commuting to work and things are going on. But thank you for sticking with us. And thank you for, you know, being in touch with us and, you know, asking about how we're doing. And I'm so happy to have the contact with all of you, and I'm working as hard as I can to get back to every message you send. If I haven't sent one back, I'm most likely, you know, backlogged and trying to get back to all messages.
Can you guys send me messages on Instagram? Because I don't know how to do that.
No, you can't. You don't have a separate message account.
No, but you can say, hey, Adam.
Oh, sure. Whatever. Oh, please say, hey, Adam, because that would cut down.
Right.
I mean, I love answering the messages. I do not like feeling like I'm not going to maybe be able to answer.
No, but I want
messages.
To. I want to do some.
Please.
So, well, if people would message me,
say,
I will do that.
Say, this is for Adam.
Yeah, do that.
And if you haven't listened to some of our older episodes, if you are sort of a newer listener, a lot of our older episodes are still actually maybe in some ways even more pertinent now than ever, because we're dealing with a lot of this relationship stuff on an ongoing basis. So, you know, Jeff, definitely check out our older episodes. And the one that we did last week on listening, I happen to think is really relevant right now, too. I think he's really interesting and he offers a lot of tips. And we have some amazing people coming on. Tomorrow, you don't know this, but tomorrow we're interviewing a child psychologist.
Who? Me?
Both of us are interviewing a child psychologist about parenting in this situation and what we can be doing to help our kids and everything. I did an interview last week with Bethany C. Myers, who is, for those of you who watch Younger, she's non-binary. They are married to Nico Tortorella, who plays Josh, I think his name is, on Younger, and I love that show. I just haven't watched it in a while. They are amazing. I'm working on the pronouns. I'm trying my hardest. And we have a lot of good stuff coming up. We're not stopping. We are here for you. And we will get through it together. And then we will be back to all our regular stuff when we get through it. And I know a lot of you listen on your way to your essential jobs. And so thank you so much for going and doing what you're doing, all you nurses and, you know, receptionists at the hospitals and wherever you're going, your grocery store workers and wherever you are headed for your essential business. Thank you so much for going and doing that. And thank you for listening to us on the way.
Yeah. That's it. Are we done?
I think we're done. Right. Yeah.
Well,
and,
thanks, guys.
If you could take a minute, I know some of you may have some extra time on your hands. If you could rate and review, that really helps us. We would love it and really appreciate it. And yeah, we love you.
All right, guys.
We
thanks
see
so much.
You. Thank you so much. And for all of you who are homeschooling, I know, just stick with it. It ain't easy.
No.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thanks. We'll
love
see
you.
You.
Stay safe.
Soon.
Yep. Bye. Bye.